Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter, your daily award-winning gutter at the moment, as we move inexorably towards the end of a nerve-shredding transfer window. Sean Rogers is with me, Dan Morgan's with me. And boys, how many sleeps have we got left? Two sleeps, I think.
Two sleeps.
Two restless nights lie ahead, I would say. I sent you an agenda earlier this morning, but as should be happening to a degree, news should be breaking during this transfer window at a rate of knots. Except the story that's broken in the gap between me sending the agenda and us meeting up here on this call is Jan Arge Fjørtoft, the reputable Jan Arge Fjørtoft, has said, "I understand it's likely that Salah will leave Liverpool this week." Pause for effect, dramatic music. I mean, what the actual fuck? Quite frankly, Sean, is my question to you on this.
Good question. It's not the. I mean, this is a proper review takeover, isn't it? Today, Stats Zone, Stats Bombers in the bin. I've got down and dirty all morning, Rob, for you, following all the dodgy agents on Twitter, all the aggregators. Me and Dan have been researching hard. So
we've lowered our standards accordingly, Rob, to the gutter level.
I've got all the aggregators on my notifications. I cannot wait for the 1st September. And they're all coming off my notifications, lads. I'm sorry. It's been fun. Go on.
We are in the absolute field today.
But this Salah, Klopp says no. Logic says no. It's not been broken anywhere else yet, as far as I'm aware at the point of recording here. Fjørtoft wouldn't say this lightly. He's not a spoofer. I can't stress this enough. So what am I asking you? Is it possible that such a thing could happen, do you think, at this late stage of the window?
Anything's possible. I think it's only possible if Salah... Well, even if Salah kicks off an almighty stink, which I don't think he would, and even if Salah was to go on strike, which I don't think he would, FSG have history on this, although Jurgen wasn't in charge at the time when Suarez and Coutinho also were both acting the goat in terms of trying to force moves in summers, and it wasn't as late as this either. And Liverpool sat tight on both of them, and both of them actually went on to have really good seasons. People, I think, forget how good Coutinho actually was in that spell.